Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we're delighted you're here. Rod is a trance channel. That means his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's you guys, will come through. We get no advance notice, so it's always a lovely surprise, and we are delighted whoever it is. And it's been very interesting to see the pattern over the last few weeks of who's coming on, meaning what's happening economically, politically, globally, etc., as a very positive portent of the future, shall we say. Okay? We will take questions in the order of call-in. And so here we go.
Hello, dear ones.
Welcome.
My name is Archangel Ezekiel.
Archangel Ezekiel. Okay, you like arch or arc?
Archangel. As you choose.
Ezekiel. Okay. Can you enlighten our listeners as to your major focus on the other side of the veil?
My focus is to help people transform. Transformation.
Ooh, I like that.
I thought you would.
Okay, that's a goodie.
Thank you, dear.
Because this is the time for people to step up and to be their very best and work diligently toward that. And that is a transformation.
It is indeed.
That's great. That's great. Okay. We have a caller. Oh, let me give numbers just in case anybody's short of numbers. If you're on a listen-only line and you want to ask a question, which we would love, then you need to hang up and call on one of the Q&A lines. And the first one is a toll-free number, 888. 627-6008, and the alternate number is 323-744-4831. So we are ready to go, and Cindy, you are up.
Hi, I didn't hear who's there tonight.
Archangel Ezekiel.
Hi, Archangel Ezekiel.
Hello, dear.
I have several questions. Ben Fulford, why is he saying Putin is dead and it's double taking his place?
He actually believes that he has been fed some bad information. That is all.
Okay. What about Julian Assange? Is he still okay, alive?
Yes, he is alive.
Okay. The
in
New
hiding.
Zealand Prime Minister. Oh, in hiding. Okay.
Yes.
The New Zealand Prime Minister is not going to run for the Prime Minister again. And it's been hinted as he does not want to be in office because the arrival of the fleet. Is that accurate?
Let's put it this way. He does not want to have to face the consequences.
Okay. So when it was said arrival of the fleet, does that mean galactic?
It does.
Or was that just, so is there approximate ETA on that?
The approximate ETA is soon, dear one.
Okay. A friend of mine, Laura, thinks Hillary is terrific and she's devastated that she's not going to be president. And, of course, there's millions like her. How are they going to handle being told the truth about Hillary? Are they going to be able to get beyond that?
That will be one of many truths that they will have to accept. So it will kind of get lost in the mix, so to speak.
Okay. I read a story about concerning Pizzagate, and they were saying that Walt Disney was sort of involved in that. Is that true or just disinfo about Walt Disney?
To a point.
Could you clarify?
I'd rather not.
Okay. Jacob D. Rothschild, is there approximate ETA when he will be losing all of his power?
March 19th, 2017.
Oh, cool. Not that far away.
Not that far.
Okay. I asked another friend tonight if something was happening to her concerning Facebook to see if it's more than just myself. Why is Facebook sending sort of like requests for all these different people, like from Syria, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Iran? Why are they doing that to people on Facebook?
If you flood whatever media you're talking about with lots of trivia and irrelevant information, the relevant stuff is more likely to get lost, and that will serve some people.
Okay. And then I was told last week that I would be in France on February 14th, 2017.
So you decided you didn't want to go that soon. You want me to make it later?
No, sooner. But is that a still good target date?
Yes.
Could it be sooner?
I will work on that, dear one.
Okay. That would be lovely. So when I get there, I will be there to be with Francois. Is that accurate?
No, I would say you will get there so that he can be with you.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for coming tonight. And now I'll redial so I can hear. Oh, here's another quick question. Why can I not hear this show on my computer, but I can hear YouTubes and all that stuff, but just not this show?
There's a setting that has gone to a place that you don't want it to go.
Is there any way to get it back?
Yes, there is a way.
Well, Apple has not been able to figure out where it is that's causing this problem.
It's not Apple's problem. It's in your computer.
Oh. Is there any way to get rid of that?
Yes, there is.
Can you help get rid of it?
Done.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you very much. And I'll hang up now and redial the other number.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay, Barbara, you're next.
Yes, good evening. And
good evening,
hello
dear
to Archangel Ezekiel. I want to know about Louisiana and what's down there for me.
What's down there for you?
Yeah, is there somebody waiting for me, or has he left and gone to another state?
No, he's there.
Well, when will I know? Do I have to go there to see him, or will he come up here? Or where? How is this all going to work?
Would you stop fussing it? Allow it. Don't force it. If you force it, it won't work. You have to allow it.
How do you allow something?
Just simply do that. You allow it.
Do you think I'll be moving to Atlanta, Georgia?
Not very soon.
And Trump and his picks, his appointments, they're not very nice guys that he's picking. Is it a trap?
This whole thing is irrelevant. He is not going to be sworn in as president. So this is all just a show of kinds, if you will.
What's going to prevent him from not being our president?
Prevent? I think he will be happy to step down for proper governance occurring in your country and on your planet.
Explain further, please.
All the governance of the planet is going to change. It is going to become, it's going to serve, let's put it that way.
Will Hillary be back on stage, or should I say the double?
There will be a little bit of a show around that, but it won't be much of one.
Aleppo, what's actually going on in Aleppo? Why are so many innocent people being forced out, being killed, especially the children?
This is going to change, dear one. We're working on it.
Paul Ryan, what's his role in 2017?
To pick out good ties.
I love it.
So well, he won't be around.
Well, he will be around. He just won't be in a position that will influence the world.
Who's going to be the person who's going to influence the world and run this planet?
Not going there. It's going to be new. It will be people you've never even heard of.
Are they galactic?
Some.
How do I distinguish a galactic? How do I know that I'm next to a galactic? How do I know that? How will I know a galactic?
The way to know is to raise your vibration to the point where it will be obvious.
Oh, explain further. How do I raise my vibration? What button do I push?
The one that says allow. Peace.
I can't find it.
Calm. Yes, you can. I know you can, as a matter of fact. You just don't want to. No, I know that. But you can.
And Harry Reid, 32 years in office, and he has lots and lots of money. Where did it all come from?
Money is not going to be important for very much longer, dear one.
Are we going to go on the gold standard?
Yes, that will occur.
When do you see that happening?
Next year.
January? February?
Next year.
Could you be exact, sort of?
March 21st at 11:17 a.m.
March? You said March 17th?
March 21st at 11:17 a.m. You wanted more specific.
Oh. All right. I guess those are all questions I have. I just want to know when we were going to revalue. I thought that we had to go on the gold standard before we could revalue.
You thought that, eh?
Am I right?
Possibly.
This is getting so confusing, Archangel Ezekiel, for waiting on this planet for things. That's a very hard thing to wait so long when so many people are just falling by the wayside. So I'm wondering if we get all these messages from all over saying, well, tomorrow's the big day, and then it doesn't happen. Oh, next week, Friday, is going to be the special day, and it doesn't happen.
So can you say... Can you say disinformation?
Disinformation?
Disinformation. Information that is purposely wrong and put out there to confuse and stir up the masses.
So we won't have anything in January. We won't have anything in December. But we have to look
Whoa. What is this? We won't have anything stuff.
Money. I mean, you know, helping us get through this. That's what I'm trying to get at. Are we going to revalue soon?
Coming, dear. Think springtime.
January?
Think springtime.
Oh, so springtime. Oh, boy. Okay. I will say namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you very much, Archangel Ezekiel.
You are entirely welcome, dear one.
Thank you, Barbara. Okay, let me take a quick break here. We have Archangel Ezekiel with us. Let me give phone numbers. If you're on a listen-only line, we'd love to have you call in with a question. And there are two numbers. One is toll-free. That is 888-627-6008. The alternate number is 323-744-4831. And Archangel Ezekiel is blessing us with his presence and his wonderful message of transformation. He is here to help us, each of us, transform. And this is beautiful. So thank you so much.
And I have a request of those listening.
Yes?
When you hear information that you're not certain, is this true or not true, there is a place I want you to go that will absolutely tell you what the truth of that is. And that place is your heart. If you go inside, not outside, inside, and ask your heart, you'll get the truth.
Yes, beautiful. And this is a time of, they told us this would happen, and it is happening, major disinformation. Not just misinformation that could be done by someone innocent, but disinformation on purpose. Sometimes, often consciously. So it's really, really important to each one of us to do our best to sort out what's really true. Carol, welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Thank you. Welcome. I was advised by the channel last week to, I have a lot of muscular skeletal problems, problems with the nerves, so on, to let myself unwind 24/7, which I have been doing. I'm wondering if I'm making any headway in that regard.
You know that you are, and I salute you. I congratulate you.
Well, thank you so much. It's quite challenging, I must say.
It's a different kind of challenge, though.
Yeah, well, I guess I never looked at it that way, but you're right.
Yeah.
Thank you. And also, my husband and I were in pretty steep financial problems, and we were advised to take out a loan, and he got a notice through the mail that the government had set aside a program to help people consolidate their bills, credit card, whatever. And also, we've checked a little bit with Wells Fargo in Wichita. So can you advise me as to which would be the better choice? Or is there a better choice?
The better choice, dear one, is Wells Fargo.
Okay. I will tell my husband that. I hope he listens. sometimes he has a tendency not to listen to me, but I will pass that information on to him. But apparently they're telling me that you can't, actually get a credit card until you've, you know, you have to, I don't even know what I want to say. If you've never had any affiliation with them, you have to, oh, I'm sorry, I can't think right. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Are you trying to say that you have to deposit money to start?
Yeah, you have to have some, you have to go through them and have them evaluate you to see if, you know, you're eligible to have them set up a program for you to consolidate your all your debts. Would that be the best way to go, or would the best way to go just to try to actually get a credit card through them? I'm not sure if that's possible without, you know, the other one.
There are companies that will take all of your credit card type debt and consolidate it and negotiate on your behalf to almost always less than half of what you owed.
Yeah, and Wells Fargo would be the people to go through to do that, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And I heard that the interest rates are going up. Is that true?
Short term, yes.
Okay. Okay, I guess that's all the information I've been wanting to ask. And I thank you very, very much. I really appreciate this call and all the people on it. Thank you.
Most welcome, dear one. Can I give you a piece of advice?
Yes, you certainly may.
Kiss more, love more.
you say kiss more?
I did.
That's painful for me to even think about.
Be nice to change that, wouldn't it?
Yes, it certainly would. Certainly would. Okay, let me ask this question. I've been told that I'm going to be leaving Kansas and I will be doing healing work somewhere in Montana. Is that still a possibility?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
Okay. Okay. But will my husband be involved in this or will we be separated at that point in time?
The two of you haven't even begun to work this out. You need to.
Now, what do you mean by working what out?
Where are you going? What are you doing? That's what I mean.
So, in other words, we should discuss that and decide amongst us what we are going to do.
Yes.
Okay. I will definitely do that. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Blessings, dear one.
Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Carol.
You're quite welcome. Thank you, Mary.
Okay. Well, I'm happy that some issues have already come up. Julian Assange is alive on this side of the veil?
Yes.
Okay. So there was a picture of a body being taken out of, I believe, of the Ecuadorian building. Was that a fake? Try to throw people off? Pretend? Or was there someone actually, was this necessary?
There was somebody that was ill and was taken out. It wasn't him.
Okay. Okay, good. He certainly has been performing a service.
Yes.
For humanity. What a sacrifice. I mean, I know it's his thing, and there's part of it he enjoys, but it's still a tremendous sacrifice to be cooped up like that. And Benjamin Fulford, I know that Putin is alive and well. It's the real Putin, right? And that.
Yes.
Sometimes I have a feeling, as I've read Benjamin Fulford over the years, that, yes, sometimes it's actual misinformation or disinformation that he puts out, but sometimes he puts out something to protect himself. So he doesn't look like a complete...
target?
Yeah, right. Our complete anti-Illuminati cabal person, okay?
Target.
Yeah, complete target. But I am so delighted with what Putin is doing, and it's just awesome. Still.
Amen to that.
Yes, and I know he is being guided, and he is listening, correct?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right. Okay, when with Cindy... When I think she asked a little bit about Hillary, has the double decided to protect herself, that she needs to save her own skin now that things have changed so radically and Hillary's no longer on the planet anyway?
You could say she figured it out.
Aha. I hope she's taking moves toward that.
Yes.
I mean, she needs to disappear, dye her hair. Change the style, change your makeup, change your clothes. Just become a whole new person as much as she can if she's going to stay alive, I would think. That would be really important. That would be what I would do if I were in a position. Okay.
Well,
yes?
if it were, there are other possibilities, let me say this.
Yes.
There's a plastic surgeon always.
That too. That takes a little time.
Yes.
Whereas the immediate hair color, style, and so forth, and clothes can be done like in one day.
Yes.
And then plastic surgeon, yes, absolutely. Okay. I'm delighted that you used the word governance. That's A-N-C-E on the end, not M-E-N-T, because it really is going to be different.
It is.
Yes, and very soon, because we have the deadline of the Electoral College and of the projected inauguration date, which is always January 20th or 21st. So things have to start happening pretty soon, do they not?
Dear, things are happening as we speak.
Yes, they are. It's just the public has to learn more, is what I mean.
Okay, well, that is true.
Yes. So this information has to come out. I know one of their goals is to keep down any chaos as much as they can. But there's going to be people that are like, what?
There will.
Yes.
And that's why we have people like you to help them.
All of us need to help settle down the people around us.
Correct.
As much as possible. And to reassure them that things are okay, not to worry, go listen so you get up to speed. But it's all good.
Indeed.
Okay. You spoke about changing vibration and allowing. And while you were speaking with Barbara about that, I remembered yesterday that both the host and myself, but I noticed it so much about myself and spoke to him about it. I had a time in our afternoon where I was so tired. Now, this doesn't happen to me pretty much. I was just wiped. And I'm sure that was because I was receiving an upgrade of some kind, and he agreed that he was kind of in the same boat.
Yes, you both had an upgrade, and one in the many of a series of changes or upgrades or transformations from carbon to crystal.
Yes, our bodies are changing from carbon to crystalline.
Yes.
I've known about that, yes. And so I understand they can only do a little bit at a time because the physical can only receive so much of that at one time. Is that correct?
The physical can only adjust to so much at one time. Yes.
Adjust, make those changes. Okay. Is it at the cellular level or below, even tinier?
It's even finer than that, yes.
Finer than that. It's way down at the very tiniest, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Well, when this happens, and it's happened to me several times over the last, couple of years, I always feel, once it passes, I always feel a little bit better. Is that normal?
Yes, it is.
So that people who have this happen to them can understand that this is good, this is normal, and just to let it be.
Amen to that.
Okay. Okay, very good. The plan for the Electoral College meeting, which is on the 19th, has that changed in any way, or is it still as announced in the last of on this show in the last couple of weeks?
The same, dear.
Same. Okay. Okay. And will the college be told what's going on so they're brought up to speed about the governance and therefore the Electoral College doesn't really matter?
They will be told what they need to know so that they can act appropriately.
Okay. What they need to know.
Yes.
All right. Because some of them will be more informed than others. Is that not the case?
That is correct.
Yes. Okay. More up to speed on things. Okay. The elections in Italy within the last, couple of weeks or so, I've heard great things about that was pro-people rather than pro-elitists.
Yes. And thank goodness.
Yes. Yes. Another good move. Brexit and then Trump being elected and now the Italian elections. What else is going on that would fall in that category? Can you share anything else with us?
The governance everywhere is going to be changing in this fashion. And that change, very soon, will be even more spectacular, shall we say.
And more widely known.
Correct.
Okay. Are they going to, in the U.S., are they going to use the emergency broadcast system at some point to announce things? Or is it going to be softer than that?
There will be a point where they will be used to give information and to calm fears.
That will be very good for them to do that.
Correct.
Yes, very, very good. Okay, and that will happen within the next few weeks, probably?
Yes, my dear.
Yes, okay. Because if we're not going to have an inauguration, people are going to want to know what to expect instead, and they're going to have to be told something.
Yes.
Okay. The North Dakota pipeline situation and the Sioux and all the Native Americans there and the veterans who are helping and all the other people who are helping. Can you give us an update as of today of what's going on there?
You have witnessed a huge turning point for the world. Those people who care about the earth won. There's going to be a lot more of that.
So when you say a huge turning point, that is a literal truth, right?
Yes.
Okay. That is great.
And if you go back 3 years and try to do this, it would have been a miserable failure, right?
I would imagine so, because the climate is very different now than it was 3 years ago, the climate with people.
Yes.
Okay, good. Will Trump at some point divest himself of that energy transfer partnership situation?
Yes, he will.
Okay, that's very good. Has he just not been aware that he invested in a company that invested in energy transfer partners?
Correct.
Okay, so once he becomes aware, if he hasn't already.
Oh, at this point he's aware.
He's aware
now. So
it's going to come
divest.
Out in the news that he's out of there.
Yes.
Good. Okay, we have Cindy back. Welcome.
Hi. There is this man that pays attention to the heliplux, I think it is what they're called, and they're all over the world measure the earthquake vibrations. And for a week prior to the earthquake, today or yesterday,
Cindy, you're breaking up. Cindy, move. Move to a better place.
How's this?
Better.
Okay.
Okay, we're losing you again.
How about now?
Better.
Okay. So all these vibrations have been happening for a week on the planet, but they're not earthquakes, but it's greater that's showing on all the graphs worldwide, and not earthquakes. Can you explain what's happening with Earth to have these major long-term spikes happening?
As your body receives the new energies, you feel it. Your body feels it. Mother Earth feels it too.
Okay. So I didn't know if the tectonic plates were shifting all over the planet, and that's what was occurring. So it's just all the energies coming in.
Correct. And Mother Earth, Mother Earth is going through a process of healing herself, and she really, really needs to. So this is a good thing.
Okay. So as Mary was talking earlier about all the energies coming in, a lot of people that I associate with on a regular basis, they're all telling me it's hard for them to think. Their brain's not there. Their body's feeling different. And I'm telling them that all this energy is coming in and their body's shifting. Am I accurately telling them?
Yes. It's not just their bodies, though.
Okay. Could you elaborate, please?
It's not only the physical bodies that are being impacted, it's all the bodies. The emotional body, the mental body, the etheric body are also being affected.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm just trying to help them not get afraid that they're going to die right away. They're just so lost, they don't understand what's happening. So, okay.
Good. Good for you.
So, are there any questions I should ask you that I haven't thought of that you might be aware of that would help everybody on the call?
Yes, the question is, can I do it?
Do what?
Help those many people around you to adjust to what is happening.
Well, a lot of them think I'm crazy, and when I tell them things that are going to happen and they don't happen, they sort of shut down on me. They don't want to hear anything, such as there wasn't going to be elections, and then there was, so people don't believe me anymore.
Some people don't believe you anymore. And
okay.
You don't have to pay attention to that response. The more you pay attention to it, the more you feed it. Don't.
Okay. Well, I just sort of shut down on sharing.
And how was that helping? And how has that helped you?
Hadn't thought of it from that point of view. Well, I'll think on that one.
Please do.
Okay. Again, thank you for coming tonight. And I know everyone's grateful, but thank you very much again. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy.
Oh, one quick thing, Mary. I got my propane. I have heat now.
You got what? I'm sorry?
I have heat here.
I lost you.
I got propane.
You got propane?
I got propane. Now I can have heat in the house. Yay.
Oh, yay. Great.
Yeah, now I can take a hot shower. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Oh, that's great.
Namaste.
Thanks, Cindy. Okay, Carol, welcome.
Hi, back again. I've got one more question, if I may. I was listening to a call last night by a Winfrey was the guy's name, and he has this... I think he called it an ambrosia. I can't pronounce it, but he said it oxygenates your body like by 300%. Would that help me to take that product?
I think you would enjoy the taste, but would it be beneficial to your health? Yeah, right. Not so much.
Oh, really? Okay, well, thank you for that. I'm sure it's probably quite pricey. And I live in Kansas. Are we going to have a really cold winter? Lots of snow?
Yes, dear.
Lots of snow or just cold or both?
Both.
Oh. Well, I guess that'll get me ready for Montana, huh?
Yes.
Okay, see you again.
Bless you, dear one.
Bless you.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
Okay, Carol, having brought up an oxygen product, we have a product that the host has been taking that supposedly adds oxygen into the cells. I've not been using it myself, but he's been using it for quite a few weeks, maybe months. Should I provide that information to Carol? Would that be something of greater value to her?
It would.
Okay, so it's a better product.
Yes.
Okay. And I've been thinking maybe I should be taking it myself as well. Probably.
Let's rephrase that. Absolutely.
Okay. I get it. All right. Okay. Can you address what's happening in Antarctica and John Key resigning in New Zealand because he didn't want to face consequences of what he's done or things that are coming to light and going to be exposed?
His own actions.
Okay. I thought he started out as a good guy. Maybe I'm wrong.
I didn't say he was 100% on the other side. I just said he's a mixed bag.
Okay. Mixed bag really covers it. And what's going on in Antarctica now with the bases there? Cabal trying to escape and not being able to or whatever?
That is part of the preparation for what has been dubbed disclosure of the galactics being present, and they are going to openly come to your planet and help.
And being able to be open about it instead of hidden, because they are here and have been helping.
That's correct.
It just hasn't been open. Okay, so is it going to then be, when it's brought forth to the public, will it be from Antarctica, or they'll be involved in some way?
In some way.
Okay. Okay, we have a caller. Velvet, welcome.
Hi.
Hello, dear.
My first time in.
Good.
I was just wondering if you could tell me what's going to happen with the relationship that I'm in.
Well, let me ask you, what do you want to happen?
I would like for it to come to an end in the shape that it's in.
I think that would serve all concerned extremely well.
And I was wondering if you could tell me what might happen with my son.
With your what?
My son.
What might happen with him? Your relationship?
He's gotten himself in some trouble, and I was just wondering what is maybe going to happen to him in the end.
In the end, he's going to be thanking his lucky stars he got off as light as he did.
That's what I'm kind of hoping.
I think your prayer will be answered, dear one.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. So,
let me talk a minute about transformation, if I might.
Yes, please.
Many of you tend to fear transformation. But let me tell you, you can create your transformation the way you want it. If you want it to be, you know, extremely exciting and chaotic, you can have it that way. If you want it to be peaceful and orderly, you can have it that way. You can create this, like the rest of the things in your lives, any way you wish. Take charge. Do it the way you want it. That is my message to you.
That is beautiful. And that goes along with the truth that we all create our own reality and we can have it any way we want.
It's exactly so.
Yes. Okay. I love the image of this life being silly putty, like silly putty in our hands.
Yes.
It's so real that way, that, and sometimes it feels as though we're not creating things that we really are, or that it's difficult to create the things we want. But that's just a learning process, is it not?
It is. And the thing is, the time you're going through now, that the space between when you have a thought and it manifests is decreasing dramatically as time increases. So you have to watch what you think, because it's coming.
Okay, that's really important. I get that.
Good.
Good. Okay. That is marvelous. Well, let's talk a minute about the concept of allowing. Is, of course, the host's website is allowlove.com. It's being revamped, so it doesn't look beautiful right now. But that is it, and what he's used as his kind of label is Allow Love. And yet allowing is something that a lot of people don't fully grasp. Can you speak to that?
When you want a nail in the wall, there are several things you can do to get that to occur, yes?
Yes.
You can grab a hammer and a nail and pound it into the wall.
Yes.
You can visualize the nail in the wall where you want it so intensely that it occurs. Ooh. There are many ways to get there.
That's an interesting concept.
There are people who can do this routinely. You can do it. Anyone can do it. It's a choice.
Interesting. Okay.
In other words, you don't have to do the way that your grandfather did things. You can do them the way you know you can now.
Well, that certainly is true in many areas that we do understand.
Yes, and it's true in many areas that you don't understand as well.
Not yet.
Not yet. True.
Okay.
So
this is also part of the manifestation process, is it not?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, well, that is a very big, exciting topic.
Indeed it is.
Very big for those of us on the planet who haven't actively been taught this kind of stuff.
You can be not the student, you can be the pioneer.
Well, I do know I've tried to explain what I understand about the manifestation process to a couple of people who've asked. And I kind of got the feeling that they didn't get it at all. And I've tried to make it as simple as I could from what I understand. But that's, if I'm doing my best job, that's not my responsibility.
Correct.
To understand it for
them. Your job is to give the information as best you can.
Yes. Okay. Well, Archangel Ezekiel, we are so grateful for you being here today. Thank you.
It has been a pleasure, dear one.
Oh, we love it. Thank you so much.
Welcome. Namaste.
Namaste.